So that's it. The biggest loss of life on Tyneside since the Great Fire of 1854, and I'm not allowed to write about it. Instead, I'm supposed to work on stories about old ladies' cats going missing.
No. I'd like you to try and find something about the incident at Marshall's we can print.
Do you mean work something into Geoffrey Marshall's obituary?
No. He was an old friend of Mr. Bates. I'd like the obit done in the traditional way. Don't look at me like that. We don't know that the explosion was due to negligence.
All right, I'll do my best with the obit.
How's the Edie Chadwick campaign?
Fine. Good.
Time for another uplifting editorial, maybe?
Right you are. I'm sorry, Mr. Hobbs. I haven't been able to do it.
What? Geoffrey Marshall's obituary or the piece on Edie Chadwick?
Both.
What's the matter now? You think that sort of work's beneath you?
No, of course not. After talking to Edie Chadwick, I can't say what a wonderful man Mr. Marshall was. Don't you see, every other story we're covering, whether it's Edie's medal or the lady's football or the attack on the toy shop, is connected to the explosion. And they're all small fry, frivolous, banal, even in comparison.
Stay there.